Hey everybody, Brandon Cole here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're just reacting to everything instead of truly living? Like you're on autopilot, drifting through days without really knowing why or where you're headed? Well, guess what? You're not alone. That's the beauty of being human, we're all figuring things out together. But what if I told you there's a superpower that can help us break free from that autopilot mode and actually start enjoying the ride? It's called self-awareness, my friends. And trust me, it's way cooler than any X-Men ability. Self-awareness is like having an internal GPS system for your mind, emotions, and actions. It's about understanding your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and motivations, the whole shebang. Now, I know what you're thinking. Self-awareness sounds a bit too deep, too serious for me. But hear me out. It doesn't have to be some mystical journey. It's actually pretty simple when you break it down. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without checking the dashboard, right? Self-awareness is like that checkup for your inner world. Here are 5 key things to remember about developing self-awareness and using introspection to your advantage. 1. Listen to your inner voice. That little voice in your head, yeah, the one you sometimes ignore or dismiss, it's actually packed with wisdom. Pay attention to those thoughts, feelings, and even physical sensations. They're trying to tell you something. Are you constantly feeling drained after certain activities? Is there a topic that makes your heart race? Those are clues, my friends. 2. Embrace imperfection. Let's be real, we all have flaws big and small. But here is the thing. Owning those imperfections is a sign of strength, not weakness. Instead of hiding them, acknowledge them and work on improving them. That journey of self-discovery is what makes life interesting. 3. Seek feedback. Don't be afraid to ask for honest opinions from trusted friends, family, or mentors. They can offer valuable perspectives you might not see yourself. Remember, feedback isn't always sunshine and rainbows. Sometimes it can be a little tough to hear. But that's what makes it so powerful. It helps us grow. 4. Journal your way to clarity. Writing down your thoughts and feelings can be like having a conversation with your inner self. It helps you process emotions, identify patterns, and gain clarity on what's truly important to you. Plus, there is something incredibly therapeutic about putting pen to paper. 5. Practice mindfulness. This one might sound a bit woo-woo, but trust me, it's game-changing. Mindfulness is simply being present in the moment, paying attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. Try taking a few minutes each day to focus on your breath, observe your surroundings, or engage in a mindful activity like walking or yoga. Ever feel like you're caught in a whirlwind of emotions? Like your thoughts are racing faster than a cheat on caffeine? You know that feeling when you're stressed out and everything seems overwhelming. We've all been there. But here's the thing. Self-awareness can be your secret weapon against those chaotic feelings. Imagine this. You're at work and suddenly BAM, your boss drops a surprise project on you. Your heart starts racing, your palms get sweaty, and you feel the familiar urge to panic. But wait. You take a deep breath, remember your self-awareness training, and pause for a moment. Okay, you say to yourself, I'm feeling overwhelmed right now. What are my options? You calmly assess the situation, prioritize tasks, and break down the project into manageable steps. See? Self-awareness isn't about magically eliminating stress, it's about equipping yourself with the tools to handle it effectively. So, what's the takeaway here? It's simple. Self-awareness is your superpower. By taking the time to understand yourself better, your strengths, weaknesses, triggers, and motivations, you can navigate life's ups and downs with more confidence, clarity, and grace. Remember, it's a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, embrace the process, and keep practicing those introspection muscles. Now head out there and rock this day. And don't forget to share your thoughts on today's episode. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, stay calm, stay curious, and keep exploring that amazing inner world of yours.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.